This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
Several educators have been injecting critical race theory into the classrooms, but would you believe these ideas are even making their way into math classes? Apparently it is happening, and that is why the state of Florida rejected several dozen of mathematics books that contain indoctrination concepts. When politicians and pundits criticized the move, the Florida governor's press secretary said that these critics need a reality check. She tweeted some math homework from a public school district in Missouri and asked, "How does this help kids learn algebra? No wonder China is winning." The math problems are used to answer questions in a person puzzle about black poet Maya Angelou. The answers help students determine if she was sexually abused by her mother's boyfriend, brother, or father. Answers to another question are used to determine if she worked as a pimp, prostitute, or bookie, or a drug dealer or a nightclub dancer. The Florida press secretary included, "I promise you, in China, kids aren't learning about pimping in math class." James Lindsay posted a screenshot of math problems in Pennsylvania that asked students to do calculations based on race. Students were to calculate seven different probabilities for whites and non-whites, and these included calculating the probability of a white person living in poverty and then calculating it for a non-white person. He explains that the math lesson was retooled through the social theory examples and then served as a basis for theory-based discussion that followed the assignment. When we first hear the claim that race is being injected into math classes, we have to be skeptical. Well, once you see some of the screenshots on Twitter, you can see that these ideas are being deliberately injected by educators. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free copy of Kirby's booklet, A Biblical View on Inflation, go to viewpoints.info/inflation. That's viewpoints.info/inflation.